Abraham and Lot. Abraham was very rich in animals, silver and gold, and Lot, his brother's son, who was travelling with him, was also very rich, having flocks and herds and tents. Remember that Abraham had been called to come out from the land in which he lived, Ur and Haran, and to make a journey to a land that he didn't know exactly where it was, and that land was Canaan, or Israel. And now they've got to the land, but they find that the land is not able to support them all, because they've got so many animals, and in those days it was really important to be able to get water to give to all your animals, and that's why it was difficult for two men who had lots and lots of animals to live together. The land wasn't able to support them all. They just couldn't live together in one place. And then there was argument between the men of Abraham and the men of Lot, the men who looked after the cattle. There were also Canaanites and Perizzites who were living off the same land. And so Abraham said to Lot, "Let there be no argument between you and me, nor between your men and my men, for we are brothers. Isn't the whole land before you? Separate yourself, please, from me. If you choose the left hand, I will go to the right, or if you move to the right, I will go to the left." Lot lifted up his eyes and looked out over the whole plain of Jordan and saw how well the land was watered everywhere. It was like the garden of the Lord, the Garden of Eden, and like parts of the land of Egypt. So it was very green and nice. Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan. He went towards the east, and they separated one from the other. And Lot lived in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent near Sodom, which we're going to later read was destroyed because the people there were wicked and sinful. Abraham lived in the land of Canaan.
And Sodom was on fire. God set it on fire because of its wickedness.
That's right. And it would have been better, really, if Lot had never been there. Well, when Lot had departed, God said to Abraham, "Lift up your eyes now and look northward, southward, eastward and westward, for all the land which you see I will give to you and to your seed or descendants forever. And I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust of the earth, he could be able to count your descendants." So, he would have looked around and he would have looked over the green area near Sodom where Lot had gone to live. And God says to Abraham, "I will give you and to your descendants this land forever."
And he would have looked here and there, not nothing. My animals, who would have looked at the mountains, thought, "No, those are too bad." Looked at Sodom and thought, "I'll just go and live close to there, but I won't fall in with those people."
But he did in the end, because we're going to read that Lot eventually ended up living not in a tent, but living right inside Sodom.
Yes.
So once you start to look towards the things of the world and what seems nice and attractive, then unfortunately you'll end up in more problems. God said to Abraham, "Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it and the breadth of it, for to you I will give it all." Abraham moved his tent and went and lived in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. Soon afterward there was war in the land, and Lot and all that he had was captured and taken from Sodom. Abraham went to rescue Lot and his goods and his people and restored them. Now you see, Lot started to suffer because he was in with the people of Sodom, and so he suffered the judgments that came upon them. And that's what's going to happen to us unless we make a separation between us and this world.